This oral history is brought to you with the support of Guttman students and staff and funded by the American Council of Learned Societies and the Mellon Foundation. Enjoy.
My name is Hansel Gomez, and I am interviewing Juan Gutierrez in foreign role. On May 15, 2020, do you give me permission to record this oral history?
Yes.
Okay. Where do you grow up?
I grew up in Dominican Republic in Santiago.
Why did you leave your country of origin?
I left my country for the reason my parents said that here in the United States, there is more opportunity to be yourself in life.
Okay, now that you have been living in New York for a long time, what do you think about that you told me about your parents saying that it was this better opportunity in here than in your origin country? Do you think that's true or it's not true?
Yes, they were right. In the United States, it had gave me a lot of opportunities such as free studying and a better life.
Okay. What do you miss about your country of origin?
I miss my family and the way I used to be.
Oh, okay. What don't you miss about your country of origin?
The thing that I don't miss is that when I was there, I used to see a lot of bikes.
Oh. What do your friends and family say when you told them you were leaving?
When I was coming here, the only person that know that I was leaving was my family, and they was feeling sad because they know that they was not going to see us for a long time.
Okay, thank you. What were your expectations of the United States?
My expectation was a country with better opportunity, freedom, and also I thought that I was always going to play with the snow.
Oh, so you realized that you wasn't going to play with the snow all the time?
So as I see now, there's different seasons, the summer, the winter, and I thought that before coming here, I thought that always was going to be snowing.
Okay, and coming to work, what do you think, when you say better opportunity, you're talking about education, better future?
As I said, opportunity could be school. For example, in my country, there's not a lot of people that get to be professional because they don't have the support to be, but here, the United States offers you a lot of opportunity, like to have free school, go to college for free, and stuff.
Okay, thank you. When and with who did you came to New York City?
I came with my two brothers and my father, and the time was on 2013.
2013? Okay. How did you New York City meet and fail to meet your expectation? This question is trying to say is like, how did you adjust to a new language or culture in New York City?
It was difficult at the first. I saw people saying things that I even don't know what they mean.
Okay, so do you find that was a hard time for you or was it easy time?
It was hard because before I came here, I used to have a cousin that was here for a long time, but she was never in the house, so I didn't get time to speak with her or she could teach me something. So when I was in the street and people was telling me something, I didn't know what to say because I didn't know anything.
Oh, okay. So you're saying that the language was a difficulty?
It was difficult at the first because I didn't know anything.
Okay. One new opportunity was available to you when you came to New York City.
Opportunity to have a better education.
Oh, okay. And talking about that, were any opportunity that was denied to you because you was an immigrant?
Nothing has been denied to me yet because I am an immigrant.
So you're saying that you think in the future you may get, like, they may deny you from a job, they not accept you because you're an immigrant?
Maybe because we don't know. I just saying yet because we don't know what's going to happen in the future.
Okay. Where have you lived in New York City and why?
I have lived in the Bronx because in here are all my family that I know.
Oh, so you have all your family living in New York City?
Yeah, especially in the Bronx.
Especially in the Bronx. What was the hardest part about moving to New York City?
My hardest part about moving to New York City was living without my grandparents of the side of my mother.
Oh, did you leave your grandparents behind?
Yes, I used to live with them since I was little.
Okay. How has your neighborhood changed since you get to over there?
Since I arrived in the neighborhood, it has stayed the same, always quiet.
Always quiet? Is there anything about immigration that you need to tell me? Like, now that you moved from Dominican Republic to the United States, what do you think about it? It was easy to move over here, or it was a process?
It was a hard process because it lasts 10 years that I could come to this country.
Oh, okay. So, you're saying that it was a hard process. What do you think they should change in the immigration system?
Thing that they should change is like, it's a hard process because you need to bring a person from a country to here. So the thing that I should be changed, that it should not take a lot of time, because if you want a person to come in this country, they're going to have their own house and stuff. So they're not going to be on the street and stuff.
Okay. What do you think about many immigrants coming from other countries, illegal, to the United States, and they come over here for a better future? Do you think that's right?
It's biased because there is a lot of people looking for the American dream, but when they get here, it doesn't work for them.
Okay. Now that you've been living in New York City for a long time and you got better opportunity, and as you say, you got better education, what do you think about going back to DR and stay over there, or stay in the United States?
So, as I see right now, I could go to my country and stay there, but just for a little vacation, because I see here, I'm going to stay forever because, as I see, there's a lot of education. And here, I think I could achieve my dreams.
Now, what are you talking about immigration? What do you think about the immigration going on the Dominican Republic with the Haiti people and the Dominican people? Do you think they should let the Haiti people immigrate, or they should not?
As I see, there's a lot of immigration in everywhere. There's just people looking for a place to stay, to have an opportunity to work and stuff, but As I see in the history before, the Haiti people used to went to DR and wanted to control that country. And you could immigrate, but not to take the power of that country. So if they just go to work, it's good, but not just to take the country. Because before, there was a lot of Haiti people killed because of that reason. When Trujillo was a leader, he didn't like the people in the country because they were just looking for power, not to opportunity of working and stuff. But if they go just to work, it's good, but not to take the other country.
Okay, basically what you're saying is that immigration should be alright, but in the case that they should go to the, they should move to a country to work and have a better future, but not to take power over that country.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, everyone could immigrate. As I say, I'm an immigrant in here in the United States. I just came here to have a better opportunity, not to come here and change the thing that I are in this country. That's my answer.
Oh, okay. And what do you think about what's going on now on the Dominican Republic in the United States about the immigrant process, which they're not letting a lot of immigrants come into the United States, not only from the Dominican Republic but also from around the world? What do you think about Donald Trump not letting immigrants into the country?
I am disagree with the President Donald Trump because, as I see in history, this country has been built by immigrant people.
So you agree that immigration should be allowed everywhere, and most likely in the United States, because the country has been built by immigrant people?
Yes, that's my opinion. I think that the United States should allow immigrants here. And also, I respect the other opinion of the other person.
What similarity do you find between New York City and your country of origin? There's something similar about it that you always think?
No, there's not like much of similarity because, as I see here, we have light 24 hours. In my country, they just used to be like for 3 hours and it's gone into the next day. So the environment, you don't feel the same. So I don't see any similarity between the place that I'm living now and the place in my country.
So since you don't have like many similarities, there's a lot of difference between New York City and your country of origin. What are some differences between those two places?
Oh, as I see, I forgot this one. There's also that the transportation is not the same. For example, in my country, you could find a car that take you a place, but not specifically the place that you want to go. For example, here you take a train, then you go to another one, and then you get to the same destination that you want to go. But in my country, you take a car or a motorcycle, and you pay that, it just take you around it, or leave you far away, that you have to walk a lot, and yeah.
What fear as an immigrant do you have?
I'm afraid that one day I could do something that is against the law that I didn't know before, and I get sent back to my country.
Do you mean something that could be like, for example, we're from the same country, and it has happened many times, where in your country something is legal, but over here in New York City it's not legal?
So yes. As I see, for example, there's a lot of difference between my country and here. This could be law that here are not permitted and my country is. So I have to be also be careful with that, because if I do something that I was not supposed to do, for example, at age, the, in my country you could do such a things like after 18, but here you have to do it after 21. So yeah, that's one of my fears.
Okay. From your country of origin, tell me about people who did something important or something historical for your country?
There was three people that did something historical, that the name are Duarte, Sanchez, and Mella. There was the independence. They took, they made Dominican Republic to be independent for another country.
Okay. Is there something that I haven't asked you or told you that you want to tell me about this interview?
So you didn't ask me how I was leaving my family back. So when I came here, every time I called them to my country, since I hear their voice, I started to cry because I was missing them every single day. And I wanted to hear their voice, but when I hear, the first thing that I was doing was crying because I was missing them. That was one of the hardest things that happened to me in the life.
So knowing that was one of the hardest things to you in your life, but you knew you was gonna move to another country with better opportunity, do you think it was worth it?
It was worth it, but for example, now I could travel back and see them, but before I wasn't thinking about that. Before I just was thinking that I was going to stay here forever and never see them.
Oh, that's another topic to talk about it. What do you think about those immigrants who comes into the country and they can't travel back to their original country to see back their family, and they gotta stay over here in the United States? What do you think about that?
I mean, that's a choice that you make, because, for example, if you wanna stay here illegal and you cannot travel back, you make that decision. Because if you came here, for example, like with visa, and then you stay here, that means you don't wanna go to your country for a long time until you get some money and go back and live a good life. So, I mean, I think that's a decision that you make.
This interview has finished, and it was done by Jesus Gomez to Juan Gutierrez, May 15, 2020. May 3, 2020.